the most dangerous crook in Chicago, no less.
Well, gentlemen, you seem to have the drop on me good and proper. But I'm here at Mrs. Hilton Cubitt's invitation. Now, don't tell me she helped to set this trap.
Mrs. Hilton Cubitt was seriously injured last night and is fighting for her life.
No, take it back. Say she's not hurt.
She was found badly wounded by the side of her dead husband.
This is a trick. It's nothing but lies.
Why should we lie to you, Slaney?
If she's hurt that bad, then who wrote this?
Yeah, but what do you think you're doing?
Take it easy, copper. I'm not going anywhere. Huh? Who wrote it?
I did.
You think I'm a fool? No one but us knows the secret.
What one man can invent, another man can discover.
Lies. All lies.
No, sir. The truth. Am here, Abe Slaney. At Elridge's. Come, Elsie. Come, Elsa. Come, Elsa.
Well, if I shot the man, he had his shot at me first, and there's no murder in that. But if you think I could have hurt that woman, then you don't know either me or her. I tell you, there was never a man in this world loved a woman more.
You have a damn strange way of showing it.
Who was this Englishman that he should come between us? She was pledged to me years ago. I had first right to her. I was only claiming my own.
A woman is not a piece of property, sir.
You brought about the death of a noble and honorable man and driven his wife to despair. That's your record in this business, Mr. Abe Slaney.
And you'll answer for it to the law.
If Elsie dies, I don't care what becomes of me.
And what if the lady lives? The best case you can make for yourself is the absolute truth.
Are you aware that Mrs. Cubitt was suspected of the murder of her husband?
No.
The very least you owe to her is to make it clear that she was in no way responsible.
Tell us exactly what happened here and why.
There were seven of us in a gang in Chicago. And Elsie's father was the boss. He was a clever man. It was him who invented that code that would pass as a child's scrawl. Unless you happen to have the key to it.
And Elsie learned it from him.
Oh, she had his brains even when she was little. She learned a good few of our ways, but she couldn't stand the business. She had a bit of money of her own.
Honest money.
Yeah! Honest money. So, as soon as she was old enough, she gave us the slip and got away to London.
Where you tracked her down and made her life a misery. How long have you been in this country?
A month. I tried everything I could to get her to come away with me.
And when your coaxing didn't work, you turned to threats. The final message, Inspector. Elsie, prepare to meet thy God.
That one worked. She sent me a note. I was to meet her here. 3 o'clock this morning.
Abe,
it's good to see you again.
You've got to leave me alone.
What? When you said to come here...
Are you mad? You couldn't have thought I'd run away with you.
Elsie, I love you. Doesn't that mean anything?
And I love my husband. My husband, Abe. Now look.
What the hell is that?
It's money. All I've got. Take it and go.
You think you can pay me off like some servant?
I'm safe.
Put it away, damn you.
No.
I'll do it for you. There. Now go and get dressed. You're coming with me.
No.
You want to? You know you do. Don't you remember how good it was?
What's going on? I asked you a question.
Don't do anything stupid, old man.
This is him, the man you've been exchanging messages with behind my back.
No, it's not anything like that.
Don't try to shake me, madam. Hide your own guilt.
Put away the gun. Listen to me.
I've listened to you quite enough.
Look here, mister. I don't want to use this.
Abe, no!
Keep back, Elsie.
Abe, wait! Love. Oh, God. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. sorry.